we can't podcast from like absolutely any room of the house. The audio will be messed up. But this is a podcast where we are in normal places. So welcome to the Random Word Podcast, a podcast about random words where we generate a random word and talk about that word. I'm Aubrey, and that is
Mia.
Yeah, that one.
This one here.
Those are our names. Do with that what you will, but don't write fanfic.
That's the end of the episode. Just don't.
So that would be concerning. But this
elaborate.
Today our word is a word, and it is adventure.
Let's get up a definition.
Yeah. Do you not
but have, I
do
definitely
do you not have the definition ready?
I definitely
you're usually like right on this. But
yes,
today,
I know.
Today you're
I'm tired.
How dare you?
Adventure. We've got an exciting or a very unusual experience or participation in exciting undertakings or enterprises. But then there's also the verb of it, as like to risk or hazard, or to take the chance of or dare.
That seems pretty accurate. That seems how I use it in my daily life.
Yeah.
For DV, do they say it's an adventure? Expedition. They say expedition.
They say expedition.
They should call it an adventure. That would be more fun.
That would be more fun. I feel like more people would be excited to do it if they call it an adventure.
Yeah. 2-day expedition. Meh. 2-day adventure. Good.
Good.
Either way, we're going to have to do
it. I mean, on the synonyms, it does actually have trip. So,
yeah.
Again.
If anybody doesn't know, this podcast is actually, the root cause of it is because we both are doing DV with our school and
skills.
Our skill is podcasting. So
we've just decided that we are skilled at podcasting.
Well, we didn't have
no, yeah, for our skills section. And there we go.
And
learning.
The other section is the expedition, which is an adventure where we have to what? I've missed the lessons.
We walk a bit. No, it's essentially camping, I think, with getting lost and then getting ourselves unlost.
Cool. What if we just don't get lost? Because if we're on the same team.
I think they make us get lost. I think
that's
what they do.
Mean.
I think what they do is they I don't know
do they
but
just
I feel like the
drive
logical
us somewhere
way
and
yeah,
like
that,
drop us
yeah
team by team
yeah that's the logical way to do it I think put us all in a bus and then drop us off one by one
blindfold us throw them out of the bus
yeah
like 30 pound backpacks just toss them they'll sort it out
yep
they'll figure it out
yeah and we're meant to
yeah I guess that's the point
I like that endangerment is a synonym for adventure not all adventures have to be dangerous
but not all adventures have to be dangerous but all dangerous things are adventures I'm not
Fair.
Wrong
I guess
but that's like how
I mean because like if you're cooking something with like fire that could
that's
in theory
adventurous. That's adventurous
cooking
yes
cooking with a stove which
yep.
could in theory be dangerous that's
yep.
an adventure
could in theory be an adventure
okay
I've never
then.
Made soup before well that's a lie
well,
I've made soup before what have I not made before what's like a category of food
beans on toast
I've never made beans on toast before that could be an adventure
yeah
I'll post that to the
I've
TikTok.
Never...
I'll make beans on toast. Post it to the TikTok.
Yes!
Subtle plug
never...
for the TikTok. Go follow us.
Yeah,
we
please.
We've made 3 TikToks? 4 maybe?
Three, I think. Because there's
Not
the one...
Not a lot.
The one about the dogs.
Yes.
Then there's the one with the gummy bear song.
Yeah.
Then there's the
then
regular
there's the
promotion
other.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.
3. Okay, go follow
and
us.
And now there will
make...
be a 4th of
yeah.
you making beans on toast.
You need to make, you also need to make beans on toast.
I will make beans on toast. I haven't had beans on toast in ages.
I haven't had it ever. Hi, I'm American.
How dare you? How dare you be American and not have made beans on toast? How dare you? No. That's fine.
The eggs and soldiers thing. I did find out what that was. I have had it before.
I didn't doubt that you hadn't had it. It was just,
it's a British thing, but I've had
eggs and boiled egg and soldiers, dippy egg.
Yeah, my grandmother makes it.
Dippy egg.
She has the little cups.
Oh yeah, the egg cups. I have a lot of egg cups.
I have none.
I'll give you one. That could be your souvenir from Britain, an egg cup.
We have plenty of souvenirs. And we've already discussed, I will be grabbing a twig before I step onto the plane and putting it in my pocket.
Yes. And it must stay there until you return.
Are there any twigs near Heathrow? Do you think, how hard is that going to be to find?
I think it's going to be quite hard. So you may want to get a back... You may want to get a backup twig just in case there aren't any at...
Okay.
Yeah. That you throw away if you find a better one at the airport. But if there aren't any at the airport, then you have your backup twig.
I'll grab it from my... No, because I'm going to be in a hotel for a bit. I don't know. Moving's weird. I'm going to Kansas. Yeah.
I'll just grab it from the street.
Right now, because of Miss Eunice, there's twigs everywhere. They're easy to find.
Yeah.
And for non-British people and non-UK... residents, there was a big storm, wind go whoosh whoosh, and twigs are now everywhere. Trees.
Wind go whoosh whoosh, trees go break break.
Yeah, the trees were Fortnite twigs dancing.
As you put it.
Yes. I need to face my microphone. I was just facing the wall, which is not the way I need to face, so that you guys can hear me.
Okay, you're much louder now.
Yeah, that would happen because I'm facing the microphone.
Wow. I don't, my audio might be going in and out because I am spinning a little bit.
No, you're fine.
It's okay, just, good.
I was like sitting in my seat sideways and facing a wall.
Yeah, of course you were sitting sideways.
We discussed this on the last episode. I don't know how to sit in chairs. What was this episode about? We've already
adventure. And then and then we got to cooking, and then beans on toast, and then dippy eggs.
I'm sure moving will be an adventure. There's lots of adventure to moving house, especially transcontinental. Is that the right word? No, because that's within a continent. Transatlantic. That's the word.
That would be it. Yeah,
going across the pond.
The big pond.
The really big pond. I remember hearing that a lot more when I was little, and now that I've been in England, I've never heard it.
We don't call it.
You don't say across the pond?
We don't really say that, I don't think, no. I've never moved house, so that would definitely be an adventure for me.
Yeah.
But you've done it before. It's a familiar adventure.
Yeah. Done it a lot of times. I'm too lazy to count. I don't know the number off the top of my head.
You've done it a few times, at least twice.
I've counted multiple times and be like, okay, that's how many, but I'm too lazy to count right now, and I don't remember the number. It's like 11 or 12 or something. Don't quote me on that because I don't know.
Fair enough.
But
I've moved once, but I was teeny tiny. I feel like we went over this in the last episode. You probably counted then.
Maybe I counted in the last episode.
Tell us how many times has Aubrey moved.
Yeah, it's called Neighborly Dead Man. Oh yeah, because I was talking about my neighbors.
Yeah.
By that point, did I know I was going to Kansas? Maybe. I'm going to Kansas.
I don't know if you did actually, because we recorded it like ages ago.
It was 3 weeks ago we recorded. I don't know how long I've known I'm going to Kansas for. There's text. I'm going to find the text because I texted you like right away. Kansas. And then I can just go sort by old. The 18th of Jan. So I knew. But.
You knew, but yeah.
I don't know if I talked about it. I'm going to Kansas. It's going to be windy. It's going to be thundery.
But you're also going to be in an animal shelter.
Yes, I'm going to
volunteer. You're going to have cats, and I'm going to cry.
I'm also getting my cat back because we couldn't bring my cat to the UK because he's a Persian, so he wouldn't be able to breathe on the plane properly. So we had to ship him to my grandparents, and they're taking care of him.
But cat as soon on plane, as we go not back, good.
Yeah, cat on plane. Yeah, he needs to breathe. So, yeah, we just shipped him to my grandparents, and he's there for the next 4 months.
So you can get him back.
Yep. His name is Louis. He's very sweet. You've seen pictures. Sweet.
Louis
I've
is a
sent
nice
you
name.
Pictures.
I have. You have sent me pictures. He looks very
sweet. He's a gorgeous
sweet.
Boy. He's a gorgeous boy. He knows tricks because
Big
I taught
fluffy.
Him.
Big fluffy.
Mm-hmm. Now, adventure.
Adventure. My mind immediately goes to Adventure Time.
I have not watched that.
Like I remember ever. I watched a little bit of it on like I was younger, so it was on I can't remember what it was, but it was Sky something, an app on my dad's iPad. And then that app just didn't work anymore one day.
Oh.
It just died, and then I couldn't find Adventure Time anywhere else.
Adventure Time's on Cartoon Network in the States, so I have no idea what it is on here.
I think it's probably easier to find now.
Yeah.
I should probably watch it again.
I think
it's on
HBO Max, maybe?
Probably. Maybe.
I don't even know if you have HBO Max here, though. I was going to say I'm wearing Adventure Time socks, but they're Rick and Morty, and that's another cartoon that I haven't watched. But that would be a lie if I said I'm wearing Adventure Time socks.
That would have been a lie. And I would have been deeply offended. No. You can say what you like about your socks. They're I think black. I am wearing... I'm wearing llama socks.
Cool.
They're black and they've got a little llama on.
Mine are black and they have 3 Ricks on them.
Good. Not as good as your dad's socks, though.
Not as good. The only way I remembered the difference between Rick and Morty, because I don't watch the show, is I remember Pickle Rick. And I know that Pickle Rick's the grandpa. So the grandpa is Rick. So yeah, memes are the only reason I know the difference.
Again, it cut out. So it just came back with Pickle Rick.
That's all you need to get out of that. Yeah.
yep, fair. What were you going to say before I went on Adventure Time?
The same thing about myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think adventure. That could be, that's a lot of things. Because then it also makes me think of, like, as a genre.
Just cartoon. I don't know the genre of Adventure Time. Again, I'm not facing my microphone. I'm sorry. I'm really bad. At podcasting.
Let me look up the genre of Adventure Time.
I think it's just a kid's cartoon. It's fantasy, right?
I really hope it is adventure. Adventure is one of the genres.
Oh, I didn't even think
as well as animated series. Romance, all right. Romance. Adventure fiction. Children's. Yeah, romance. Dark comedy?
Huh?
I mean, I do remember darker themes, but okay.
Well, I've never watched Adventure Time, so I can't tell you.
I remember there were, like, moments where it would have a vaguely dark theme at times. Mm. But I think most of it was pretty lighthearted, because it's a child's cartoon. Let me look up adventure genre as a thing.
My brain completely glazed over adventure as a genre. I was just like, adventures? Like, I don't go on adventures.
Mine went to, like, writing and
things.
Big
C, why is Big C telling us that the queen likes cows?
Huh?
Big C's telling us the queen likes cows.
That the queen likes cows. I think Big C is making a good point.
I mean, if she's immortal because she likes queen cows.
Liking cows.
Yeah, I'm glad I like cows then if I'm going to be immortal. Oh, yeah, the queen has COVID.
That's I liked crazy. Cows anyway.
Yeah. I don't need to be told I'm going to be immortal to like cows. I saw some yeah. cows today.
Did you?
Yeah, I went.
Were they good cows?
Yeah, I went. Oh, I went to good a job. Mall. In a place. and
a place.
Not the one near us, but further, and further on the way on the highway next to the highway. There was a big field full of cows. They were cows.
That's cows are always great. Yeah. They were cows. Every time we drive past cows, we always say coos.
In the States, we don't get that, though. Like, we don't have cows just about.
you don't just have cows just everywhere? Yeah.
No, or sheep. I've never seen a sheep in person. In a field until I came here.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
I've seen them in like time, petting zoos.
Right, but not just in a field.
Yeah, I'd never like been driving and seen some sheep on the like side of the highway.
I know, like somewhere, I was like. I can't remember where it was, but there was a there were sheep like nearby. Obviously there's sheep nearby everywhere in England. But one of them had just kind of walked up to the entrance gate, so it was just kind of sniffing everyone who like came by. And I remember being really weirded out by the fact that they have horizontal pupils.
Do they? I did not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, goats and sheep. I think, and like that kind of, I think it might just be goats and sheep, I'm not sure, but they have horizontal pupils.
Huh. What I knew animals goats did. I didn't know sheep did
have horizontal pupils. Goats, sheep, deer, horses, frogs and toads all got horizontal pupils.
Huh. I did not know. I knew goats did. Because goats are
that's
cool.
The fun fact of the day. Other fun animals have horizontal day. Pupils.
Do you think dragons yeah. would have horizontal pupils?
You know what? I feel like they would. Either that or like properly vertical, like a cat's.
Yeah.
Anyway, Big C has entirely changed the topic from adventure to cows.
I mean, I'm, so thank I'm here you, for Big it. C. Farm animals are great.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I come from farmers. One of multiple of my great grandparents were farmers.
Some relatives.
Yeah. One farmer guy, he was a Dutch man, and he came from the Netherlands? The Netherlands. Yeah, I always forget that because Dutch doesn't sound like it should be coming from the Netherlands.
No,
but he and was, yeah, he came from the Netherlands and he went to Wisconsin and he had a farm. Yeah,
and years later, here you are.
Yeah, and boom! Now they're multiple great grandchild now has. A Lego collection.
Excellent.
Legos didn't exist also... when they came.
Oh.
When that's... they came to America, Legos did not exist.
Damn.
Sad times.
There's also the dark ages before Lego.
The dark ages
before there's Lego. Also, unfortunately, the fact that you are also a little bit British.
Oh yeah, I found that out. Same Dutch yeah. guy.
The same guy.
Yeah, same guy.
Caused the oops, I'm British, as you put it. Uh-huh. Anyway, back to adventure.
In my brain, adventure is like, it's like Well, it's forests. Don't know why, but anything with a forest, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
Like, I have a forest out the back of my house. You've seen it.
I go on walks with my friends, like, adventure. I have seen it.
Yeah, it's a big forest.
I mean, when we went out for Halloween, that was an adventure.
That was an adventure.
You just running around in a Oogie Boogie costume, that was great.
Yeah.
I still have that picture of you just sitting in the, like,
In the parking lot, in the empty parking lot.
Of you just sitting in the Oogie Boogie costume in a parking, what's the word? I want to say parking lot, but that's American, and I refuse to say that. in the parking. I've completely forgotten. Well. Hello.
Hello. We're back. We had to take a break because my Zoom crashed and it was late and I could not be asked to restart. And also, it was 8 p.m.
Yeah. So
here we are at 3 p.m. the next day. We know what we were talking about. You were just telling me about how you still have a picture of me as Oogie Boogie in a car park.
Sat in the middle of a car park. But last time I couldn't remember the word for car park. But I can now.
So congratulations on that.
Character development.
Character development. It is quite funny how there are, like, words like that that are just, like, slightly different. Like, if you would get by saying the other word in the opposite country.
Yeah.
But, like, it is a different word. Like, fully. Yeah.
Parking lot and car park, very different, but they mean the same thing. And everyone knows they mean the same thing. They both have parking.
Yeah.
In the words.
There aren't many words, though, that are, like, indistinguishable. But I don't know if that's because of, like, movies and Hollywood and stuff, to where, like, I just know British, like, words because, like, they're in shows and stuff. Or, like, if they're genuinely just, like, not that hard to distinguish.
Maybe.
You can go ahead.
I feel like jelly, I think that the first time I heard that, that confused me in, like, a different context. Because in a British mind, jelly you get in a pot and it's, like, wobbly sweet stuff.
Yeah, it's jello.
But with jello, fine.
Now the jelly jam
then,
thing.
Then Americans saying jelly, they mean jam.
Except not, because jelly and jam are different in the States. So jelly is usually there's no, like, fruit in it. So, like the fruit's all, like, it's like juice
mushed up.
You know how, like, juice, there's no fruit floating in your juice. It's like that.
So
it's the same texture as jam, but there's none of the jam fruit bits. Then. Yeah, it's smooth jam.
It's the kind of jam that I eat.
Yeah, and then jam would be the same thing, but with, like, fruit in it. So, like,
oh, so jelly is just, like, seedless, chunkless jam.
Yeah.
And then jam is the jam, but with seeds and fruit. Okay.
Yeah, but then we say jello, and you say jelly for
wobbly stuff.
Jello, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, so another when I say jelly, I have a different intent than when I say jam.
Yeah.
But it's also not the same different intent that British people would have.
Yeah.
It's really a dumb mix of words.
I mean, like, if you were to say, I'm going to have jelly for pudding, they think you're just going to grab a jar of, or a jar of what we call jam and just scoop that out. But as a British,
a you also wouldn't jelly, say pudding for dessert.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna British have jelly for pudding would just confuse everybody.
Yeah, fair. British.
Most of the words that I don't understand that are British are usually just like the slang words, but that's like slang.
Yeah, like
you probably wouldn't know most of American slang. I can remember any off the top of my head, but like they're just slang. It's just in the moment you know words and you use them.
Anyway, this isn't adventure at all. This is words.
It was quite adventurous to be in England and have to relearn English.
Yeah.
Not in Louisiana.
Louisiana and Britain. Last time I checked, very different places.
Yeah, they're very far
apart. Very different language.
Yeah. My sister, though, she speaks like she's from Maryland because she learned to speak there. So.
Oh, yeah.
But then I learned to speak in Louisiana.
Yeah. Moving.
Adventure.
Yeah.
What are some adventure shows that you like aside from Adventure Time?
I'm not entirely sure like what the genre or like what genre all the shows are. But I feel apparently when you look up adventure as a genre, Encanto comes up.
I haven't seen Encanto, so. Oh, yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants is adventure.
Oh.
I love a good SpongeBob SquarePants. I've watched all of it.
That's very adventurous of you.
Yeah, very adventurous.
It's better than you watch movies.
Yeah, I know every SpongeBob show up until like 2020, because 2020 is when I came to England.
I'd say you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I'm no longer able to watch it here. But as soon as I go back, I'm going to watch 2 years of SpongeBob, which won't be hard because I don't release that much.
Yeah.
It's probably only like a season. And then I'll know all the SpongeBob again.
Yay. You'll know all the plots.
Yeah. Like you can show me any SpongeBob show from pre-2020 and I will recognize it and be able to tell you the plot.
That's dedication.
Mm-hmm.
So you look up adventure genre and it comes up with mostly films. Well, actually all films. It's got things like Hobbit and Percy Jackson.
All of Marvel.
All of Marvel. What else? Life of Pi.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
Or read it.
Yep. Free Guy, Encanto, Dune.
A lot of three movies are that also are very relevant that I haven't seen.
Well done. I haven't seen them either, except for Encanto. I have seen Encanto. And then book-wise for adventure genre, you've got Treasure Island, Hunger Games, more Hunger Games, Percy Jackson's, like most of the films, just the books of them.
I've read none of those.
Me neither.
It's really quite concerning how little like pop culture, like movies and books I've like read or seen. But up until probably, She-Ra's Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Up until like probably a few months ago, I didn't read a lot. I still don't watch movies. Movies do not interest me. I cannot sit through a movie.
And yet you can sit through years of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, something's happening every 2 seconds.
So you just have the shortest attention span.
Possibly.
Is essentially what you're saying.
Possibly. I do like adventure games.
Yeah.
Do the Mario games fall under adventure? Because I've played those.
Adventure genre games. That's useful. It's not giving me anything.
Well, I like Minecraft. I like
Metroid. I don't think Minecraft is adventure. Oh, but okay.
There's adventure. There's adventure.
There is adventure mode in Minecraft.
There's adventure.
There is adventure mode. Oh, Life is Strange is apparently adventure.
Yeah.
A lot of like story games. Halo
adventure. I haven't played Halo.
I haven't played Halo. Indiana Jones and things.
The Legend of Zelda. I've played multiple of them. Those are all adventure. I do like adventure games. They're probably
the Night in the Woods. Collection. Yeah.
I have an adventure game that's about Olaf from Frozen for the DS from when I was probably very little.
I assume you have played it.
Yes, I've played through all of it. I beat it in probably about 3 sittings.
Nice.
It's one of the few games I have beaten.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of the games you listed, like Pokemon, you can't... I feel like you can't really finish Pokemon ever.
Yes, you can. There's end credits. No, you can
finish...
I've never reached the end credits of Pokemon.
There's end credits
when you, like, finish... This is where I get attacked.
There's end credits when you finish the main plot, I think, of the Pokemon game. That's what you mean when you say finish Pokemon.
Yeah, when I beat a game.
Okay.
Like, there's no point to 100%ing in my eyes unless you really, really like
it. Yeah.
It's just torturing yourself.
Especially with Pokemon, because it's Pokemon. The more Pokemon games you get, the more Pokemon there are to catch, and the longer it'll take you.
I mean, I've never completed a Pokedex, ever. I have a lot of Pokemon cards, but that doesn't count.
Yeah. Not
and then I don't have a single full, series of Pokemon.
I have some Pokemon cards, but not many. You did get me more.
Yes, I forcefully gave you Pokemon. I still need to teach you how to play TCGO.
You do. I still just have all of my Pokemon cards somewhere. I don't know where they are. I don't look at them. They're just kind of they're somewhere. They're in a box somewhere in my room. I'll find them at some point.
I have TCGO downloaded, so as soon as you download it, I'm teaching you.
So if I just don't, then you never teach me.
It's a free game. Just do
it. I know, I will. I will at some point. I think I haven't played many Pokemon video games. I've played Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Sword.
Pokemon
Go, but that does not count.
It's Pokemon. I've played I've played a tiny bit of Pokemon Ultra Sun. Well, I played like half of it. I've beaten 2 gyms, so I didn't play half of it. I've played a tiny bit of Sword, a tiny bit of Shield. I got both of them. And I've played through all of Let's Go Pikachu. So basically I'm a fraud when I say I like Pokemon. But I really do I do prefer the trading card game. So, and I know how to play Pokemon. I'm like one of like 3 people in the world, it seems.
Yeah, I remember it took me ages to beat Pokemon Sun, and then Pokemon Sword I beat in like 3 days, mostly just because it was long.
Well, why would I beat a game when I could just own a bunch of them and play like them bits each for 5 minutes at a time and then get bored?
Yeah.
I have 73 hours in a single Minecraft world. It's existed since, let me look.
73 hours ago.
No, the SMP. How long has it existed? Not very long.
No.
A matter of days.
A matter of days. Oh, God. Wait. I think, 2 weeks, maybe?
2 weeks?
Maybe. Because it was on a Friday. Sorry if you heard my phone vibrate.
I don't know. It's existed for not a very long time, and I've put mass amounts of effort into it.
You have, and it looks great. And I've just been sat on a hill picking flowers.
You could live in my town.
But no, because I built my own house now. Yeah.
Yes, I saw it. It's very good.
Thank you. Yeah, but now I've made it in such a remote place, I can't get to anywhere else. Or I can get there, but then once I'm there, I don't know how to get back.
You know, so, since you're in my townie, you can just do / T spawn. And then you'll go back to the town.
That would make things a lot easier. I have also been making paths so that I can get back to my house easily. But that's a good idea that I forgot I could do. Thank you.
It's Bond doing the church. I've never played any adventure maps in Minecraft. I tend to play survival. I've played for a very long time and I've never even beaten the Ender Dragon properly.
You're a fraud. No.
I am a fraud. Tell me I'm a fraud. Because I've played Minecraft since before Mutton and I've never even
beaten
the Ender Dragon. I dated
no,
that.
I feel thought you did it when we all did it together. Thought you were there.
I didn't. Oh. I was not there. I dated when Mutton was added and it was in 2014. So I've played Minecraft for a solid eight years, I'll probably say. Maybe seven.
Well, now I want to know how long I've been playing it. Wait.
Either way, I've played for an absurdly long time and I've not even played it properly.
Apparently, I have been playing longer than you because horses were added in 2013 and I can remember when horses were added.
I remember when they added horses. We probably played about the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, seeing as you're barely younger than me.
Yeah. So we've both been playing for longer.
For a solid 8 years. Yeah. For too long to where that I have not beaten the Ender Dragon.
Yeah.
I've never even seen the end credits, that means.
Oh, you haven't. I watched them through once and I read basically none of it. Because I think what I did was I finished it and then I went to get some food or something. I don't know. But I left the room and I came back and they were still going and I was like, all right then.
I've watched them on YouTube.
Wow.
I've beaten Minecraft story mode. So
why would you choose to watch the end credits on YouTube rather than beating the Ender Dragon and then watching the end credits?
I don't know.
Why would you choose to watch them all the way through without beating the Ender Dragon first? That's horrible.
Why do you choose to beat the Ender Dragon?
Because you get stuff and it's cool.
You don't really get much at all. You get six
you get
levels.
Elytra.
Oh, that's not even beating the Ender Dragon, though.
Yeah, but you have to beat the Ender Dragon to get them. Because then you have to beat the Ender Dragon to get to
the End City.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
The boats.
The boats, the shulkers, and the annoying things.
I've never been in an End City.
I have been there. They're deeply annoying because it's much more convenient to get around with the Elytra, so before you have it, it's a pain.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never even used an Elytra.
That's unfortunate because they are pretty cool.
I mean, I've maybe messed around with them in creative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've never used them in survival. But I haven't creative. I used to only play creative because I was if I did play survival, I would have it on peaceful.
This is when I was afraid of the zombies.
Yes, because I was really baby.
I don't remember when I switched to actually properly playing. I think I was too little to understand that there was a goal. I was the gullible kid that watched YouTube videos that told you that you could go to the sun dimension. And the, what's the one with the glowstone in the water? That portal. I was always trying to, summon Herobrine and all that stuff. Obviously a lost cause.
Brian. I remember... Yeah, I saw one thing about it, and then I was, terrified for weeks. Because, again,
Herobrine.
Young. Yeah. I can't remember what I saw, but it was something, and I was I don't know how old I was, but I was still very new to Minecraft. There was also... I'm trying to think, there was something else interesting. What was it?
Did you know that in every single like patch notes, for a while, I don't know if they still do it, but they put like removed Herobrine.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. They just put in the patch notes because it's cute. It's a cute reference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, wait, now I remember what it was. When I first started playing Minecraft, I would play it with my cousins, and the houses I would make would just be like, they'd be made of so only brick. They would have no windows and one brick door.
Cube.
Yeah, I would just make a cube out of bricks and then divide it into rooms and have like a cat. And that would be your house, prison house, because there's no windows.
I love that.
I think those worlds still exist on my Xbox.
We need screenshots.
Of brick house.
Screenshots.
I made a brick out of brick.
Good job.
Yeah.
In the States, I used to make bricks. I had a Barbie pool. Who cares about Barbie? I filled it with mud and I would leave it. And then I would leave it on the porch for multiple days in the sun and make Barbie pool bricks.
That's amazing.
I obviously care deeply about my Barbie.
Barbie's not mud.
Mud. I used to really like mud. I don't mind it now. I don't feel
what? An urge what, you eat to make mud
bricks. No. I don't
to eat make mud. Bricks of mud. Did yeah. you eat mud?
No. I think I've only eaten food.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, as a baby, you just walked outside and just immediately mud. I think something else I used to do with, like, Minecraft was, this was later, I used to make a creative world and just blow everything up. That's it. I would just blow everything up.
I would make flying machines that duped TNT. So I would explode everything.
Yeah.
Using robots in style.
We would just like.
I used to be good at redstone. I don't remember any of it now.
I don't think I was ever good at redstone. I always used to. I have like handbooks. And I used to. I never used them for the builds or the, like, I used the combat one, but I would always draw in all of them, like, annotations, but they weren't good, because I was, I don't know, like, I want to say 7, but then I put that age to literally everything, so I don't know.
Recently, I discovered that I had to Google the difference between a redstone repeater and a redstone comparator. That was the saddest day of my life.
Oh, no. When you had to admit that you couldn't remember your redstone.
Yeah, I figured it out. Don't remember.
Don't remember.
The comparator is the square. Can't
remember.
The comparator does something different. I don't know what it does. Okay, the repeater's what I needed, and that's the one that can slow down redstone.
Cool. I don't think there was ever a point where I was really good at redstone. I was really good at potions for a bit, I think. I might be completely lying, but I feel like I was good at potions at one point. So I was constantly like, oh, we need to... I used to play on worlds with my mum in survival because I was too baby to do it on my own. So I would... I'd be like, oh, yeah, you need to get magma cream for a fire-resistant potion so we can stop dying. But I would never go to the Nether myself. I would always send my mum to go to the Nether.
Send the mother. Sacrifice. Sacrifice.
Please do not sacrifice your mothers.
Does that have to be said? I feel like people should.
Well, we never got what level words adventure was.
Oh, what is it? It's probably, I'm going to guess, elementary.
It is elementary level.
Woo. Welcome back, first graders.
Welcome back. You had your, what was it, a week or 2 weeks? They were away. 2 weeks. We had different level words that I can't remember.
Middle school level.
Middle school level, that was it. So welcome back, first graders. How was your trip?
How was your half term of not of
no podcast?
No podcast. Half term from podcasts. Did you go on any half term adventures since we're in the middle of a half term right now?
I got a new guitar, which was interesting. But otherwise, I don't think I have done. I went to the dentist, but that's never an adventure.
I went to two different cities trying to sell a cello, and then we weren't able to sell it because of nobody wants it for more than £60, which was a bit low by like a couple
by hundred, like a hundred.
Couple hundred. So now we're selling it privately, but that's not that interesting. I went to a nice boba shop yesterday. They didn't forget tea, but it was barely any tea, so it just tasted like milk.
Oh, I went to a nice boba shop today. I got a mango fruit tea. It was cool. It was fine. I think that is the most interesting thing I have done so far. Instrument and get new tea.
I tried to get rid of an instrument and I got tea. We also went to Southampton briefly to try to sell the cello, but then failed. And then we just ended up getting something for my sister. I forget what we got her. I think shoes, I don't know.
Something.
Riveting.
Riveting. Did you go to IKEA?
No.
Why not?
We don't need anything. We're about to move.
You have to go to IKEA every time you go to Southampton. It's the rules.
I've been twice. It's an hour. It's multiple hours. An hour? I don't know how far away it is.
I think it's an hour. Yeah.
It's a distance. It's quite far.
That's why we go to IKEA like once every, at least twice a year, usually.
I've been to IKEA here never. I went in Korea, there was a really big IKEA and we would go all the time. Not all the time, we went about 3 times, but that's a lot. And there's a big one in Kansas City where I'm gonna be. So I'll go plenty to IKEA then.
Yes, good. IKEA is good, except it's just the people. Like, it's always so busy.
So what?
You just have to, like...
IKEAs are always empty. I've never been in England.
What?
Yeah.
The IKEA in Southampton, it's always so full of people. So it's just, like, because obviously we go as a family, so it's just my mum dragging all of us around, and if one of us like stops to look at something, oh well, guess you've been left behind.
Family catch up, trip I guess. To IKEA.
Family trip to IKEA, yeah. But the best bit is always getting lunch, because you've got your meatballs.
I don't see why British people see IKEA as a restaurant.
Well, there's a restaurant section, and IKEA is just such a tiring place to be. You need your sustenance. Also, the food is just really good.
I've never...
So it's worth getting it? You haven't liked it? Food.
I've never had it.
Oh, you've never had it?
Yeah, because in most of the world, we see IKEA as a furniture store.
We see it as a furniture store, but when we're there, the food is a bonus. And then we always get the meatballs, because they're good.
How bad is British food? That IKEA food is, like, good.
I mean, it's not, like, the best thing, but it's decent. And it's on... You don't get to have dime cake every day.
I don't know what that is.
So. I'm going to send you a picture because it's good and there is absolutely no way to describe it. That no. That was a bad result. Sure, I can spell things.
It looks all right. It looks like...
Oh, you found it.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like cake.
It is cake, but it's also crunchy. Well. So it's good. But yeah, every time we go, we get meatballs.
And I don't go cake. On that many IKEA adventures. I usually stick to the furniture that's in my house.
But yeah, we don't go very often because we're so busy.
I'm right next to an IKEA bookshelf. Two IKEA bookshelves, wow.
I am sat between two IKEA drawers.
IKEA really runs the world.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, good furniture.
It's really weird how many IKEAs England has, because there's like multiple. Do you know how big England is?
It's small.
Yeah. It's the size, it's roughly the size of Illinois. And let me Google how many IKEAs
in England
in or in Illinois.
Illinois. I'll look up how many IKEAs there are in England and we can compare.
2.
27.
Illinois has 2.
Chicago. The UK has 27.
Chicago and some other small town that is probably too far from Chicago to want to go to Chicago. Why do you have 27 IKEAs?
I don't know. Where is the biggest IKEA? Wembley. Wembley has the biggest IKEA.
There are U.S. states without an IKEA that are much larger than England. But you guys are sitting out here like, yeah, we got 27.
It's because the UK took all the IKEAs from everywhere else. We took them all.
Wait. Population of
England. Oh, God.
55.98 million. That's roughly 2 million people. One IKEA per 2 million people. Do you realize that's insane?
Yeah. So there's much no, IKEA.
There's no reason. But there's there no rhyme reason, or though. Reason.
It's IKEA. I don't know why we have so many. Yeah. I don't have an answer for that. We just have a lot of IKEA.
Illinois.
Oh no.
12 million. Okay. So they have roughly one IKEA per 6 million people.
Okay.
So
I mean per capita,
you have 3 times the IKEAs. Per capita.
Yeah. Oh my god. I am disappointed in my country.
There are 3 times the amount of IKEAs per person in England than Illinois.
I have no... Yeah, I have... Genuinely, I have no answer to that. Can England answer... England as a whole, can we please answer the question? Why do we have so many IKEAs?
I wonder... How many are in Sweden?
280. I looked it up.
Okay.
So that makes sense that Sweden would have more.
Sweden has obviously. 20.
Excuse me?
List of IKEA stores. It says there's 20.
How Sweden, many Norway. IKEAs in Sweden?
This one says the UK has 21.
Well, this says it has... Wait. No, never mind. That's telling us how many IKEA stores there are in Europe.
Oh, okay. So Sweden has 20. The UK has 20. The UK has 21. I don't believe okay. this. I don't. I disagree with this because that seems wrong.
Well, this. Wait. How many IKEA? Yeah. How many IKEA stores in Sweden? That's not my question, IKEA. Number of IKEA, yeah, 9 to 20. So we yeah, may have the same 20. Source.
Yeah. The UK 20? Has more IKEAs than Sweden. Now, I haven't looked at a map recently, but I think Sweden is bigger, maybe.
Maybe. If I do, I'll just look up Sweden.
Just Sweden larger than the UK. Just
almost certainly. Easy.
Sweden is 1.9 times bigger than the UK, yet they have less IKEAs.
According to Google.
Yeah, according to Google.
Which I am inclined to believe.
Yeah.
I would fully, yeah, I fully believe that the UK has more IKEAs than Sweden.
And it has what three the times the IKEA per person than Illinois. Than
Illinois, which it is the same size. Oh my god, that's... England needs to answer for this. Why do we have so many IKEAs?
Anyway. Why do...
Who gave us the right to have more IKEAs than Sweden?
Sweden. Who I'm let surprised that, happen? That Sweden doesn't have the most. Germany has
I expected Sweden to have the most. Wait, how many does Germany have?
I didn't look. I just saw that Germany has the most.
How many? Wait. How many IKEAs in Germany? 53.
All right. Germany is like the same. It's like same size as Texas or something like that. It's not very big.
But it's bigger than the UK.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. They have an absurd amount of IKEAs as well. But yeah.
I guess we just all like IKEA.
I'm disappointed.
Wait, what country? Yeah, spelling. What countries have the most IKEA stores? So Germany, yeah, Germany has the most. We had the same web. I found that same website when I was doing that schoolwork, and it was like pay to see statistics. Then the United States as a whole has the second most IKEAs.
How many do we have?
But that feels unfair because it's the justified. Entirety of the US. Yeah, that's justified. Wait, I have to look that up separately because it didn't give me a number. How many IKEAs in the US? 50.
All right, that's one per state.
Yeah, but fair. Then France has the third most, and then there's the UK.
I can almost promise you that Hawaii doesn't have an IKEA.
Yeah. So why does the UK have more IKEAs than China?
You're tiny. Why? But you need 27 or what? 21.
27 or 21. We didn't decide.
Don't take our podcast for facts.
We are only looking at Google things. But as far as we can tell, the UK has the fourth most IKEAs.
Too many.
Too many IKEAs, yeah. Summary of today's episode, the UK has too many IKEAs.
Well, we're probably at about enough time, so...
Mostly about IKEA.
And we probably spoke about IKEA for a solid 10 minutes. So I'm glad you made it this far in the episode. We're proud of you. Get a round of applause. Now, if you did make it this far, you probably don't hate us. So would you consider checking out the link tree, which is under in the description of this episode. It's very one you're listening to. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Tumblr.
You can ask questions on the Tumblr.
Yeah, you can ask us questions. You can send us voice messages. That's at the very top of the link tree. You can send us voice messages and you could be in the episode with us. We could talk to you. Not live, but you can ask us questions. And
we will answer them.
We can, yeah. We can talk.
If you made it this far, then well done. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.